Hello, thank you for choosing to listen to Number One Rerun. We are Zoe and Carla, and each episode we get pop culture nostalgic after asking the listeners one simple question. Give us a date.
That's right, and this time we are heading back to the 20th of October, 1984. Let's go. Hello Zoe.
Hello Carla.
So, as we just said, this week we are heading back to the 20th of October 1984. And this is a first for us, Zoe.
Is it Carla?
Yeah, because the person we're recording it for, Hayley, is actually in the room as we're recording.
It's going to be a bit awkward, isn't it? She can't hear what I'm saying, though, can she?
She can't hear you. She can only hear me. So she's probably getting, you know, the version everyone wants to get, which is you muted and just me waffling on.
We'll put that out to a vote.
Give us a vote, guys. Who would you rather hear muted, me or Zoe? Anyway, this was her birthday.
Not her birthday, the date she was born.
Which is her birthday.
Yeah, I know, but like also you have a birthday every year as well. So you need to be specific about it was the day.
Do I need to be specific? Do you think anyone is going to be confused if I say this is her birthday and they'll be like, what does that mean?
No, they might think it's like a 50th birthday. They might think Hayley's like 90.
A 50th?
They don't know, do they? It might be her 18th birthday and they might think Hayley's like, whatever that adds up to be.
You don't get a 90-year-old called Hayley, do you? That doesn't happen.
No, that's true.
We were talking about that earlier, actually, just before I started recording, about that Hayley was a very of our generation, like between kind of when we were born, when she was born, name. And also there were loads of Sarahs, Claires.
Well, Zoe.
Zoe. Common as muck everywhere.
Yeah, very generational. Carla, I don't know what your parents were thinking.
My parents name, I've said this before, yeah. My parents got my name off of the Liver Birds because it was written by Carla Lane.
Yeah, but
that was it.
I know, that's the only connection. But nobody, it's not a generational name in like no one.
My name is timeless.
Yeah, there's a reason for that. No offense, Val.
Can't believe you're dissing my mum. She's our number one fan.
Talking of name, like Val is a very of your mum's generation.
My mum hates her name. She hates her name. And I don't mind it. I think Valerie is quite a nice name, but she really doesn't like it.
I particularly like Valerie. I think Valerie's quite pleasant. My mum's a Carol and she's not. She doesn't mind it, but she definitely says it's like an old lady's name.
Yeah, you don't really get baby Carols now. Not even around Christmas.
No, I must have said this before, but my grandparents were so lazy when they were naming my mum and my aunt.
Yeah, because your auntie was born in the summer, so he's called June.
Well, she was born in June, yeah.
Oh, she was literally born in June, so that they didn't, oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, there was no thought put into it.
No thought, and then December, Carol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, we digress.
We do digress far too much. Right, should we get on to what song was number one on this date?
Hang on, if Hayley's in the room, she's going to hear, like, shouldn't she leave? Because then when she listens back to it, it's not going to be...
I think she's getting, you know, because we're wrapping up the show this year, for anyone that doesn't know, I think this is quite a nice one-off, isn't it, that the person is actually in the room at the time of recording. What she can hear, she'll see, you know, what a load of rubbish it is, and then she'll be amazed at the polished-up version that we managed to do at the end of it when we... polish the turd.
Are you trying to sell this as some kind of like limited edition episode?
This is a limited edition episode.
There's going to be nothing surprising when she listens back.
Well, what will surprise her, like I said, is that we've polished a turd. Anyway, on to what was number one on this date. It's very, very good. The number one single was Freedom by Wham.
Yeah, it is a good song.
Oh, it's a good song, isn't it?
Yeah, she got lucky there.
It so annoys me when people have good songs as their number one. So annoys me.
Why? Because you didn't.
Because I didn't. Let's not talk about that again. Still upsetting to me now. Is it your favourite Wham song? It's not, is it?
No.
What is your favourite Wham song, Zoe?
I don't know. I was going to say Club Tropicana, but that's a bit obvious.
You want to go for a deep cut? Track number 7 off the second album, please.
Yeah, like, oh, no, because a different... Corners is George on his own, isn't it?
It is George on his own, yeah.
Don't know, but off the top of my head, it's a bit Club Tropicana. I say that because the coaster you bought me is right in front of my face, so that was an easy response.
Yes, I bought Zoe a Wham coaster for her office, and it was a lovely picture of George and Andrew, wasn't it, from the Club Tropicana video?
Yeah, it is them when they're lilos.
Oh, I don't know what my favourite Wham song is. It's between Young Guns and The Edge of Heaven, I think.
I do like Edge of Heaven. I don't like Young Guns.
What?
Actually, I would say Young Guns is one of my least favourite.
I like singing Young Guns and doing all of the singing, like every single part in it.
I knew you were going to say this.
It makes me very, very, it's like a workout. It makes me very, very breathless. I feel like I've gone to the gym after doing it.
I do. I feel like this is something that you would do when your carpool karaoke things that you occasionally send me.
Yeah, I send Zoe videos of me, normally rapping. Just because it seems more funny to send you me rapping.
Yeah, because you do look ridiculous.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just going through Wham. I do think Edge of Heaven's probably my favourite.
Okay.
Bit of Wake Me Up. Don't mind a bit of Wake
Me Up. I mean, they're all good.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a Wham song I don't like.
But I would say Freedom is not up there for me.
Freedom always, and this would be one for Mum, who will be listening, that for some reason our dog Boot used to like to dance to this song.
All right.
When it came on, he used to, like, jump up at my mum and he used to be on his hind legs and, like, literally dance with her throughout the song. And only ever when this song came on.
Did he actually dance?
He did dance, yes, actually. He was quite the mover.
Sure. Anyway.
What else have you got to say about this? Did you own it as a single? I remember it. I remember owning it.
Oh, okay. Did you own it? I owned it. All right. I don't think I don't really remember. I've said this before, but Wham for me doesn't evoke childhood memories. It evokes university memories. So I don't know if I did own any of them when they first came out.
Yeah, Wham is just childhood for me. Because obviously we were 6 when this came out. When you think back to the 80s, and in my mind, and probably in yours because we were children, everything is happy in the 80s. I know in reality it's not. Don't write in and start telling me about the poll tax and stuff and
don't
the miners.
Don't at me, miners.
Come on. I'm sure it was a bad time for lots of people. But for us, with our nice little childhoods in Surrey, it was... It was a great time, and Wham were like a soundtrack to that because they were just made really happy songs.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we have to apologise for that, Carla.
No?
No, I don't think we do. Should we move on to the film?
Let's move on to the film, briefly. The number one film in the USA on this date is Teachers.
Yeah. So when I was looking at the, spreadsheet, I spotted Teachers on the spreadsheet and I was like, oh, excellent. We're talking about Teachers.
Yeah, love Teachers, Andrew Lincoln. Yeah,
exactly. And then I was like, oh, no, it's not that Teachers.
No.
Not that Teachers.
No.
So I've looked it up. I've got nothing. I literally nothing on this one.
Yeah, not just your usual, I've got nothing. This has really got nothing.
I mean, I can give you the synopsis, the IMDb synopsis, if you would like it.
Yeah, I mean, what I would say, I think both of us are quite good with film. It's really unusual we've managed to find a film that neither of us have heard of.
So Nick Nolte was the, like, top billing person in it. So
it's got Laura Dern in it from Jurassic Park, I see. But that was probably before she was famous.
Oh, yeah. And it's got Karate Kid in it.
Karate Kid boy. Again, this was pre-Karate Kid, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Give us a synopsis, just in case people are interested.
A well-meaning but burned-out high school teacher tries to maintain order against the backdrop of a pending lawsuit against his school district when it comes to light they gave a diploma to an illiterate student. I mean, it's not calling me.
It's got number one film written all over it.
There's a lawsuit because they gave a diploma to an illiterate student. Just that bit alone, you're like, come on. who's put a lawsuit in? Not the kid who's got a diploma.
So presumably the Karate Kid was the one that got a diploma because he was the kid in it. Yeah.
Too busy doing karate. Needs to pay attention in class a bit more instead of in waxing on and waxing off all the time. Nick Nolte's got quite a curtains hair style. That's, oh my goodness, there's a striptease in it.
Good Lord, by Nick Nolte. He pulled apart his curtains.
Oh, I could go there, but I'm not going to. One of the reviews. Except for the shock of Jo Beth Williams' idiot-level striptease, plus a few other sharp digs about school teachers you and I have hated or loved, I can't think of a single reason to pay any attention to this Arthur Hiller glob of pretentiousness.
There you go. That was quite scathing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Then there was a review underneath it that gave it 9 out of 10, so who knows? Horses for courses, Carla.
Do you want to know what I would have been watching on the telly on this date?
Yeah, and you definitely would have been watching it.
On this date, I would have been watching Candid Camera.
I would imagine that this is regular viewing. This was regular viewing in the Francis household.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my dad used to love this.
Yeah, I can imagine.
My mum didn't like it. She don't like programmes where people are made to look silly.
Well, I think your mum is eminently sensible. Does she still feel that way?
No.
I was going to say, she doesn't watch any reality telly. I mean, basically, she'd cut out most things on telly if that was how she felt.
Now, my mum loves a bit of reality TV. She was well into Big Brother, all of that.
Mm.
I'm a Celeb.
Her morals have slipped.
Oh, honestly. She never stuck to her principles.
No.
No. Candid Camera, I don't know. It was like this was the American version. Did we have it in Britain? We never had our own version, did we? Wasn't it always the American version?
We had our own versions. It just wasn't called Candid Camera, right?
Our own version, I guess, for like Beatles About.
Yeah. Well, there's been loads of stuff like that, hasn't there? You have like what Ant and Dec do now and all that kind of stuff, right? I need to stop saying right. I don't know why I'm finishing sentences with right, right?
Right.
Right. Right.
Right.
Anyhow.
Who was it that kept on saying right the other day? Oh, I know. This is topical. Prince Harry.
No, oh, yeah, he did. You're right. You're right, right?
You're right, right?
On the interview.
Yeah, on the interview, which, trust me, I'm disgusted at myself for even lowering myself to watch it.
Yeah, I'm surprised you did.
I feel dirty. I won't be buying the book. But
you will be. That's the next stage.
No, I won't. If someone wants to gift me the book, that's fine, but I will not be contributing money. But I was saying to my friend that I wonder if it's like because he lives in America that you've picked up an Americanism by saying right after everything because it just doesn't, it didn't seem natural out of that voice because he's got a very British voice still.
I don't know, Carla, but I don't know where I've picked it up from either because I find myself even texting it.
Have you been hanging around with the Markle too?
No, but I do hang around with Americans, don't I?
That's the problem, isn't it?
Apologies. No slight against you, any Americans that are listening that I hang out with.
We like Americans. And I'll just say that they make up the majority of our listenership. We like Americans. But when a British person tries to say it, especially Harry's accent, like very, very the Queen's English, literally, the Prince's English, just doesn't sit well, does it?
So my mum picked Esme up on saying kids today. And I thought, I don't think you can pick her up on saying kids. It's like not can't pick her up on saying Santa Claus now. It's just not allowed.
But you were determined she wasn't going to say Santa Claus, and she says it.
This year I caved. It's too much.
Just pick your battles. Yeah,
totally. But the other thing she keeps doing is she keeps saying little. Oh, it's so cute and little, she says.
Oh.
And then my mum, you can imagine what mum says. Lidl's a supermarket.
Throwing some shade at your four-year-old.
Yeah. As if the four-year-old gets this. I say little, not Lidl.
Is it because she's watching American cartoons that?
Yeah, it's Paw Patrol. It's Paw Patrol's fault.
We're just going to directly point the finger at Paw Patrol at this point.
Well, yeah, it could be Disney things, Mickey Mouse. But anyway, it's any one of those ones.
Yeah. Anyway, back to Candid Camera.
Oh, yeah. I won't let her watch Candid Camera because then it'll just,
just
exacerbate the situation.
Honestly, especially now that there's cameras everywhere, she'll be setting you up left, right and centre.
It's interesting, actually, because it's a very good point, Carla, because nowadays your Candid Camera wouldn't really work, would it?
No. What kind of pranks did they use on Candid? Like, wasn't one of them like the famous prank where the very first TV prank? It was like an old black and white thing. So I'm talking probably like 60s, 50s, I don't know, where they wheeled a car into a garage and then said, my car won't start, but there was no engine in it.
Oh, was there? It's always something to do with cars, like someone's driven into your car or
there's
a steamroller gone over your car or I don't know.
It was always something quite awful or like they'd go home and someone would be demolishing their house and then you'd be like, oh, it's only a joke.
Oh, yeah.
It's all right. We were going to rebuild it. You just got to stay in a hotel to 4 to 6 weeks. Ah, got you.
You're right. You wouldn't get away with that nowadays. There'd be lawsuits all over the place.
Oh, 100%. You would never get away with it because people would sue and then they'd say they got PTSD from it as well.
Yes.
Definitely. It just wouldn't happen, would it? They wouldn't have a good laugh about it.
No. I mean, I don't know why people were laughing about it in the first place.
I think... And I know we're not talking about Beatles about, but we're probably not going to get to talk about it because we've pretty much got all the dates in now until we're done. So I think we can safely say it won't be talked about. But in that, I think it was more, once they realised Jeremy Beadle was there, it was like, what can you do in that situation? You can either look like a right stick in the mud or you've just got to laugh along with it.
Yeah.
Because you know it's going to end up on telly.
But don't you have to, like, they have to give a release form, right? So how many times do they do all these things and then the person would say, no, I'm not up for you, like, putting it on telly? Surely that happened a lot.
I don't know. Did it used to? It would happen now, but I wonder if it used to happen then because it was normally a set up by the husband or wife, wasn't it?
Could you imagine being with somebody who thought that was a good thing to do?
It was the 80s. That's what the entertainment was back then. But he always used to come in, and again, apologies, I know we're not talking about Beatles about, but he'd always come in looking exactly like Jeremy Beadle, but wearing a hat and go, here's me disguised as a man in a hat. And they never recognised him until he took the hat off.
He'd have to put his hands in his pockets as well. We've talked about his hand before, so it's allowed.
Have we? Have we mentioned that?
Oh, well, you and I definitely have. I'm not sure if we have on the podcast.
I think I might have cut it out, but yeah. I think it's all right, isn't it?
I mean, I don't know.
It's a fact that his hand would have given him away because he had a very small hand.
It's like Tony Head. Do you know who Tony Head is?
No, who's Tony Head?
And maybe his name's Anthony Head.
Oh, Anthony Head, yes. Anthony Head, yeah.
We know him as Tony. because his kids used to go to the school was a teacher at.
Yeah.
And you will see he always has his right hand in a pocket. You never see his right hand.
No. Oh.
Because it's a bit deformed.
No.
Yeah.
Can I keep this in? Is that all right?
I mean, let me see. If I look up Anthony Head deformed hand, if it's in the public domain, then I feel
okay,
right.
Okay, sure. Yeah, looking up.
So he's in Motherland. Mm-hmm. So I've been re-watching Motherland. It's so obvious when you watch it that he hides his hand. There you go, first thing. What's wrong with Anthony Head's right hand?
Really?
Apparently has a damaged hand and makes a subtle yet concerted effort not to get it into shot. And he does I don't think it's subtle, but he does do a very good job.
Does he? I'm going to really keep an eye on that. Yeah. Interesting. I like Anthony Head.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, sure.
Isn't his daughter Carly from The Inbetweeners? Anyway, back to Candid Camera. Yeah, I've not got a lot to say on it. I would have been watching it. I used to like it. It was of its time. I'd like to watch an episode now and see if I would still find it funny.
Yeah, I don't think you would. Oh, actually, I think maybe you would.
But you wouldn't.
No, but I never really did.
I can imagine you sitting there as a six-year-old going, Mater and Peter, this is not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
Anyway, moving on to what you would have been watching on this date.
I would have been watching Fraggle Rock.
Ah.
I loved Fraggle Rock.
Great show.
Yeah, great show. You know it's come back again.
Has it come back?
Yeah.
Oh, but they haven't made it all woke, have they?
I don't know. I haven't watched it. I'm yet to try and convince Esme to watch it. I'm just going to look up characters because I need to remember what his name was. I had Uncle Travelling Matt. I thought his name was Uncle Bulgaria or something like that.
No, that was from the Wombles, Uncle Bulgaria, wasn't it?
Oh, was it? Oh, well. His name was Uncle Travelling Matt. I had an actual cuddly toy of him. Oh, look at him. He was a bare-chested Fraggle. That's interesting, with a scarf around his neck.
Saucy.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I still had that toy because I really, really, really loved it. It was one of my favourites. I really liked Fraggle Rock. I really liked the theme tune and the, like, sequence at the beginning where Red leads you through the, you know, through to Fraggle Rock, to the underground bit that they're in.
Well, actually, a bit of audience participation. I asked Hayley before we came on air which her favourite Fraggle was, and she said Red.
Is that because that was the only one she could remember?
No, I think she remembered them all. She remembered it fondly.
Oh, do you remember the Gorg? That was like the one that they were hiding.
The big thing outside.
Yeah. Booba. Do you remember Booba?
Yeah.
And the dog.
How long did it last for? About 4 years, was it? Because it wasn't all... I think it was a short space of time. Compared to the Muppets, which is still going now, I think it was a relatively short space of time.
Well, yeah, only 5 seasons. 83 to 87.
I wonder why, though. I mean, from my point of view, and I'd imagine that we were at the time the target audience, it was majorly popular at school.
I loved it so much. Honestly, I really did. But, yeah, don't know. I actually is really making me want to go and, like, watch it now, just flicking through.
Are you tempted to show Esme your old things that you used to watch and hope that she likes them?
Yes, I would like to, but I also don't want to because I feel like if I do and she doesn't appreciate them, it will taint them a bit.
Yeah. I get that.
I haven't been there yet. It's like I tried to get her to watch Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
She's not interested at all. So I might just sit here on my own as a 44-year-old tonight after we finish recording and watch some Fraggle Rock. There's nothing wrong with that, is there?
No, I'm just going to be sitting here Googling Anthony Head hand.
I think you need to hone your search.
I need to be careful when I click images.
Yeah, I think you do. You need to think about adding a couple more words in there.
Okay, well, normally I would go to you and say if you've got a date and you would give the details how to send it in, but I don't even know if we've got any slots left, have we?
We've got two slots.
Yes, we do, Zoe, but back to the episode.
There are two available slots.
Again.
um, Yeah, we do, Carla. We've got two slots available before I can't say it now. We do, Carla. We've got two slots available before we wrap this shizzle up.
Okay. So, yeah, if you want to get a date on the show, looks like we've got a couple of places left. How can you go about that, Zoe?
Well, Carla, you can find us on social media at Number One Rerun. Are we going to keep our social media going once we've departed this?
Yeah. I mean, it's the only login I've got to Twitter, so I will be keeping it because I haven't got a personal Twitter account. So, yes, just so I can scroll Twitter. And if you want to talk to me while you're there, I'm not going to start ignoring people just because we're not recording anymore.
Fair. So you can find us on social media at Number One Rerun, or you can email us at number1rerun@hotmail.com, or you can send us in a review. Do we care about reviews now?
Nah.
I mean, but if you want to, like, we're not going to say no, but you can send us in a review and put your date in the review. And the date has to be any date from 1978 to today, which is our lifetime.
Yes. We've had a couple of nice reviews actually come through this year. So that was quite pleasant.
That is.
I don't know if they were both asking for dates. I think one of them was, but yeah, a couple of nice reviews. So thank you.
Notice there's no petition set up for us to continue the podcast or anything like that.
Well, not yet, but I'm presuming they're still gathering the signatures to take it to Parliament because you have to get a certain amount, don't you?
Yeah, it's like 10,000, so they shouldn't be a problem.
If you go to change.org and type in number one rerun.
Don't say that because we'll get told off.
Oh, we get told off, Carla, don't.
No, don't. I'm not going to be held responsible for that.
Yes, so thank you to Hayley for sending in a date.
Yes, thank you, Hayley. Well, she's going to listen back, isn't she?
This has been over 40 minutes, so the time she listens to it, it'll be a nice, neat 25 minutes, hopefully.
Lovely.
Thanks very much for listening, and we'll see you in the next one.
Thank you. Bye.